The Dow has passed a new milestone. The industrial average finished above 14,000 for the first time, just barely. It was up 82 points at the close at 14,000.41. The market has been on a tear lately, climbing 1,000 points over the last 60 days of trading. At the same time, U.S. economic growth has slowed, and a lot of people are worried about the housing market. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, it is the thriving global economy that's helping American companies do so well.
The fact that the Dow has now finished over 14,000 may be a milestone in the market's history, but David Bianco, the chief equity strategist at UBS, says it's only one of many that the stock market has experienced lately.
For the past 2 years, the total return in the S&P 500 or the Dow has been about 35%. So being in large cap equities globally has been great, and even in the U.S. has been a good investment.
The U.S. stock market keeps racing along for several reasons. One is the fact that so many companies now buy back their own stock, which tends to drive up the price. Another is the surge in private equity deals. But Bianca says one of the biggest reasons is the stunning growth overseas. When Japan is excluded, Asia is now growing by 7% a year. Europe is doing better, and all that is fueling a commodity-driven boom in Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America.
We've got a global economy that's feeding upon itself, and this is a powerful phenomenon that we think will last for many years.
Bianca says, as a result, U.S. companies are doing more and more of their business overseas. Take United Technologies Corporation, or UTC. It makes lots of high-tech products like helicopters and aircraft engines and elevators. Vice President of Finance Jim Geisler says the boom in much of the developing world has been great for his company's bottom line.
As people move out of subsistence into a higher standard of living, they acquire products like ours. And so for us, that is the growth market outside the States.
Geisler says the only real weak spot for UTC right now is the sale of heating and air conditioning products in North America, which have been hurt by the housing slowdown.
Non-U.S. markets or global markets account for 60% of the total sales of UTC. And that's quite a change from back in the early 70s, where we were over 90% domestic sales company.
The same shift has been seen at a number of other companies. McDonald's, which is like UTC, a Dow 30 company, says its same-store sales rose 5% in the United States during the second quarter. They rose nearly 11% in Asia and the Middle East. More and more, U.S. companies like 3M are aiming their marketing efforts overseas at countries like Taiwan.
3M, 无痕防水收纳, 不怕水气, 黏住墙壁!
And as U.S. companies look for more of their revenue abroad, they're less vulnerable to shifts in the American economy, which means their stock price isn't hurt as much when growth slows. David Weiss is chief economist at Standard & Poor's.
You have to realize that the stock market is no longer as closely tied to the United States as it used to be. Almost half of the revenue of the non-financial companies in the S&P 500 now comes from outside the United States. And the rest of the world economies are doing great.
And Weiss says that when companies get more revenue overseas, they're also able to weather slumps in the dollar, like the one taking place right now. To be sure, a weaker dollar also brings problems. It can make commodity prices higher and fuel inflation, for instance. But for stock investors, the boom abroad more than offsets any risks to the economy in this country. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.